Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as I mentioned there, the triathlon event at the Paris Olympics may be under threat because of pollution along the Seine. Suggestions for fixing the issue include seeing the event completely postponed, or it could become a duathlon. Along with that, a French union has filed strike notices for public sector workers during the Paris Summer Olympics. For more on this, we're joined by Emma Pearson, who's editor of The Local France and co-host of the Talking France podcast. Good morning, Emma.
Hello there.
So let's talk about the Seine, first of all. What's going on with it and how bad is the pollution?
Okay, so this is actually, it's a really long-term project to clean up the Seine. The Seine has been banned for swimming since, in fact, 1923 because of the pollution level. Various people over the decades have said they're going to clean it up. It's never happened. So when the Olympics came along, the City of Paris and the Olympics organisers decided that they would have the open water swimming events, the triathlon and the marathon, in the Seine, and it kind of gave them a deadline to force themselves to do this cleanup. And the idea is that once the games are over, the Seine will be opened up for, we'll have swimming spots for the general population as well. So it's kind of a big project. It's not just about the Olympics. And they say still that they're confident that this will happen and it will go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But it is very polluted, isn't it? I was looking at some of the numbers there when it comes to nasty things like E. coli. The levels are often double and sometimes three times higher than the maximum European permitted amounts.
Basically what's happened this week is that there's been a survey by an NGO, like a surfing organisation. They've done their own survey and they say that it's too high, they're worried about it. What the organisers say is that there's actually five infrastructure projects, including an extra overflow basin, basin to take the overflow water. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but some kind of infrastructure project that they say will take the overflow off the river. And they say that all of those will be open in the coming weeks. And they reckon that after that happens, the pollution levels will drop. It seems like what happens is the Seine is fine unless there's heavy rain. And then we get an overflow from the sewage system, basically into the river. So if you take a sample, when it's not been raining very heavily, it's usually okay. If there's a lot of rain, it's not okay. And at the moment, the Seine is crazy high. I was walking by it over the weekend and the river's coming up over the riverbanks. The boat taxis on the rivers are not running. So it's kind of an exceptional situation right now.
Yeah, I know you say that they have said they're confident they're going to sort it out. But they also say, this is the president of Paris 2024, that it is one of the bigger challenges. So what happens if they don't sort it out? Is there a backup plan?
Well, they say there is no plan B. I mean, there must be, right? But they say there isn't. Basically, what happens is that there is some flexibility within the schedule of the games itself, so that it could be just like postponed a couple of days. And I see it kind of seems like more likely if we get a rainstorm, it might be bad, but then a couple of days later, it'll be fine. So the first thing they would do would be to postpone it. I think the next thing is... I mean, there's a possibility of just doing it as a duo event with no swimming.
That would have huge implications, wouldn't it, for the athlete to, spend 4 years training for this thing?
I think so. Exactly. I mean, we do have in the north of Paris a canal, and we have a Paris triathlon every year, and they do the swimming in the canal. So I would guess that would be the plan B, but I have to say that's just my guess. I don't have any kind of hotline to the organisers, but we do have a canal which is safe for swimming, and they have a triathlon in it every year. So I would have thought that would be the logical place to do it.
I'm sure the participants, and the people who are looking after them from the various Olympic organisations around the world will want to know that their athletes are going to be safe in whatever water they get into.
Well, yes, exactly. I'm sure they wouldn't let them swim if the levels are not too high. But I think the organisers are kind of being very sort of bullish at the moment, going, yes, it's definitely going to happen. But I mean, I'm sure they do. And actually, Emmanuel Macron himself has said that he will swim in the Seine this summer. He hasn't told us when, but he says he will be swimming at some point.
Good luck to him. I mean, I know you say you're not an engineer and neither am I, but reading about this, it is a very complicated problem to sort out because you're dealing with a very old infrastructure there. Leading into the Seine and away from it. It's not an easy problem to fix.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it's like, as you say, you know, Paris is an old city. The sewage system is old. Things overflow when we get these heavy rains. And I mean, you know, in the summer, we do get the storms, flash floods, that kind of thing. So it does happen that the river gets high. As I understand it, these five projects are basically sort of overflow sites to take the water away. So I don't know. I think that's intended to solve the problem.
Well, let's talk about the threat of strike action during the Olympics. How seriously are those threats being taken at this stage?
I have to say, this is the number one question that everybody asks when they're going to work for the Olympics. Will there be strikes? This week, we've had a strike notice filed by the CGT union. So that's just one union, and they are notoriously the most hardline of all the French unions, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, is a high bar. But they have filed a strike notice for the Games period. But actually, the workers that they're representing are civil servants, so that probably won't have a direct impact on people coming to the Games. You know, the things that really disrupt Games travellers would be things like an air traffic control strike, a rail strike, a metro strike, that kind of thing. Since the beginning of the year, there have been lots of negotiations going on with all of the public sector workers. The unions have kind of dusted down their wish list because they're in a strong bargaining position. Most of the public sector workers have now agreed pay deals, which kind of makes strikes less likely. Mm-hmm. The biggest air traffic control union, they have said they won't strike over the Olympics. There are a couple of other smaller unions, but the big one has said that they won't strike. So probably there'll be no flight disruption. The rest, I don't know, we'll see. It's France. But I think what we will see is a lot of unions kind of taking the opportunity to flex their muscles a bit because they know they can freak people out right now.
Well, they're in a really strong position. I mean, Macron is not going to surely allow strikes to happen during this ultimate showcase of Paris and of France. And of course, the unions know that their hand is very strong.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, you know, some of them have got some good deals. So like police officers have all got a €2,000 bonus just for working during the games. Other sectors have got good bonuses. So they've done well out of it.
Emma, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Emma Pearson there, who's editor of The Local France and co-host of the Talking France podcast.